Friends, welcome to the MCC podcast, our kickoff episode. I'm Pastor Todd Chipman with Pastor Adam Anderson and Pastor Ellen Noble, connecting here today at the end of 2020. And this is an opportunity for us to look back at a year that was memorable and a year that gives opportunity for reflection. And the hope of these podcasts is to give flesh and bones to discipleship, fellowship, outreach, and prayer at MCC, our beliefs, our practices, and give an opportunity for various voices of the church to be heard. So I'm happy to connect today and take this time to think with the elders about 2020 and look back at the year that was. Hopefully this will be an encouragement for you. And we want to frame the year in light of the Lord's providence and looking ahead at 2021 a bit as well. So brothers, welcome. Excited to be on the podcast with you here.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Yes, good to be here indeed.
Well, 2020 is known for COVID, but there were a couple of months before COVID really impacted us at MCC or folks really in the Midwest. When we look back to January and February, what do you remember about ministry at MCC? What were we planning? When you think back to just church life, what was going on?
We were in the midst of discipleship season when things panned out in the COVID, and we had to cancel our equipping hour. But I do recall teaching about teaching two fathers and teaching how the fruit of the Spirit relates to fatherhood, and we were in that in there about 6 weeks, and it was a blessing to do that. And all of a sudden, I felt like my air supply was cut, and we were out of it. And we couldn't meet. Fortunately, and I'm very thankful for this, we were able to finish, and I appreciate the foresight by the whole group here that we decided to not worry about outreach, but just to finish the discipleship that we had begun. So we were able to put a good end to it.
Yes, we had those classes for men and women on parenting issues. And then we had another one in Upper Room Discourse. Those were our adult Sunday school equipping hour classes, and those were going strong. Pastor Adam, how about you? What do you remember January, February, MCC?
Yeah, I was, what I reflect on, what I remember, it was just a depth of fellowship that I think was going on that was very good. We were able to actually conclude prayer season in January, where we would normally, where we would have like our leaders prayer retreat. That went very well. And then being able to actually be out at a restaurant together, just like normal. And I thought that was very good. My wife's involvement, that class for parents was much of my own wife's, that was her thinking. That was her, the fruit of her own love for the church and things like that. And so it's been, that was very encouraging for the early year, early part of the year. So yeah, it was very good. And it seemed like there was just such a high note at the beginning of the year. And then it just went downhill after that, sadly, but
it was a high note. Mm-hmm. And we had planned missions trips, and the Lord had provided in February a generous offering, and we had four missions trips. We had a surplus in the budget, so we were ready to go. We had two trips planned, and one of those had sort of materialized in a partial form to Indonesia. And we had a couple of our members headed out right when all of this was happening, and I just took some time today in preparation for our time together here on the air to just look over our church email list and see how, I think that week set a record for how many emails got sent out, because it was like every few hours we were updating folks on where they were and what was going on, because there was also the time that we were having to begin to change what worship looked like on Sunday and if we could even meet, and such a crazy time that was going on there. And I just remember us talking on the phone several times and texting, and how are we going to work all this and what's going to happen? but especially being concerned for some of our members who are overseas and the Lord's providence in getting them out of that country when they were there and getting them back to the United States and back to their homes. And then they had to quarantine, which they didn't really think of they'd have to do. And just all of that that was going on at that time. Well, the lockdown happens. What was, Pastor Allen, your first reaction when the lockdown happened and we were forced to go to just via technology worship gathering? First reaction.
This is interesting. This is my first thought. And we got into the Facebook and the little camera that was used to record and to send it out, and it was great in that we were able to maintain a full service schedule. I mean, a full complement of what we normally do in service, so we could participate that way.
Pastor Adam, how about you from the perspective of leading the chorale? Now we have to make this shift. What did it involve for you?
In terms of just participation of folks in the chorale, it didn't change much, but the thing about being in a corporate gathering is there is something to having live bodies in front of you instead of where you literally become the focus because you're the one on camera. That's all that's seen. You don't have folks around you singing and you don't hear the other voices and reaction and things like that from folks out in the congregation. And so it seemed kind of empty just literally because it was, but it was empty in the sense that just no fellowship. So you could really feel it. You could really feel the lack of involvement, the lack of participation, as much as we were able to do and do well for a live stream. That it was you could tell, and it really brought made a fine point on the importance of church gatherings and I think just the necessity of church attendance.
I was reflecting on those early days, and I remember at that time we could sing without masks, or that was the protocol, and so we didn't have masks on. I remember trying to sing as loudly as I could and then thinking, maybe I shouldn't be singing this loudly because I'm probably heard through the mic. I remember I just appreciated so much your leadership, the enthusiasm of the chorale, because they looked like they were singing to a room full of people, and there's no one. There were people, just myself, maybe one or two people running technology. And I just remember thinking, let's try to pull this together and do what we can and work on the fly, and you leading in that. And we had various iterations of if we would do it live, if we would pre-record it, and people had to adjust their schedules. The number of folks running around making technology work so that we could have lyrics on the slides that would be sent out, or lyrics that would come up on the Facebook Live feed, and bringing all that together. There were so many men who were just working those avenues and using their gifting. That was a rich blessing, but none of the gifted service that we all get to enjoy, whoever was preaching, whoever's leading the chorale, the tech folks, none of us, despite using our giftings, none of us felt fulfilled. I think we all had a sense of lack afterward.
Yes, but it didn't appear that way. It appeared the way you guys did it. It appeared as though normalcy. It was normal.
Yes, and I remember I'd go back and watch, and I saw that. But it was just the Lord's. It's just the year of irony. How it appeared one way, but boy, the other. And I remember a few times leaving church on Sunday after we just would record, or we would do the live stream, and folks would leave and I'd hang out a little bit, just piddle in my office for a minute and leave, and just seeing the parking lot empty, I just really had some depression at times, just very down. I didn't realize how much of my wiring I think as a person over the years has become seeing other people interact with one another. Mm-hmm. And pastoral leadership is not necessarily me talking with people, but me seeing people talk with others. And what they're talking, I don't know what they're talking about, but I can imagine they're connecting about this idea or that one. Or, oh, those people normally don't chat, but look, oh, and look, there are two generations talking. That's great. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't get to see that. And so it was a difficult time for us. We weathered it, though. The Lord was faithful. We got through Easter. We got through Mother's Day. Fast forward to June, when we got back together. You guys remember what it was like getting back together? Any reflections on that? Pastor Adam, how about you? Getting back together.
It was great. Although there was we were able to meet, but it was the social distance stuff and the limited number in the sanctuary. That was, if I'm remembering that correctly, it was like, yeah, it's like just being, I don't know. I think I'm somewhat pessimistic sometimes, and it just seemed a little, I don't know. It just wasn't the same, but it was great having folks there. And I would say also, just to piggyback on the, from the time previous, was that, it was a blessing to see other people involved. And what fellowship you had among those who were able to serve. It was because it was a totally different dynamic. You got to be a part of folks' lives as they were, you know, getting things set up and organizing. That was good. It was fun. We were few but mighty.
Pastor, how about you? When you got back to when we were able to gather together, any early reflections?
Well, I recall we were doing two services at first, correct? Mm-hmm. Yes. And so sometimes every other week I preferred it because we weren't having to get there as early, but then we'd have to get there early, but that was okay too. It just seemed to, I just thought the way it flowed was amazing, even though we had to split up and do two services, which in a related fact, it just shows how our MCGs even contributed to that, because it was an instrument by which we could guide the congregation when to come to this or come to that.
We saw the MCG structure, yes, just flourish. Go ahead, Alan.
Now, as it is now, when we have to split up the congregation, because, of course, since September, numbers of sick people have been increasing. So the MCG structure helps us to structure our services so we know where we're going to be in each week.
Yes, and the MCGs, what a remarkable blessing from the Lord this year, especially when we weren't able to meet corporately as a whole church. We were still able to meet in many instances as small groups at a park or in someone's mm-hmm. backyard or something like that. We could get some fellowship, and just a rich blessing. And I'm so thankful for MCG leaders, what a great job they did throughout the year. And I'm grateful. When I think about that first Sunday back together, it's one of my highlights of the year, because that was the day we also voted as a church to add to our deacon team. We added a gentleman who'd done a deacon internship, and he was supposed to be voted on much earlier in the year, but we weren't able to meet and didn't want to vote with an electronic fashion. We wanted to do it in person. And so we got that taken care of and were able to follow our church structure. I think that was a rich time for many folks in our church. And then we launched through the summer, and again, meeting in a couple of different fashions, a couple of different gatherings on Sunday, and progressing on, and able to, I think, enjoy ministry in the summer as much as we could, though we had to have distance and masks and all of that. And we've had different structural changes for Sundays along the way, as we do currently now. We have an overflow, and hopefully this won't have to change again, but we just think back to how many changes we've had to make throughout the year to accommodate guidelines that we want to follow, and just rich blessing. So we've reflected a little bit. Now let me ask each of you, high low for MCC for the year, just in your view, or for you as a leader, high low. Adam, what do you think? High low.
A couple of things. Hi, there is partly because of the pandemic, we have some people that are gifted and experienced with technology and things like that, and being able to produce an overflow situation for now that we are able to gather. That was high, as well as a high point was being able to have our missions conference. That was great to be able to do. And of course, this involved a gathering of people, was very good. And just seeing so many answers to prayer that in the midst of all of that. And then I guess a couple of lows would be, well, just not being able to do some things. I don't want to steal Pastor Allen's thunder, but like not being able to do a cantata, and then not being able to do like what we had before with, not the cantata, but, Music Fest. We had thought about doing Music Fest, and we don't do them every year, haven't done them every year, but we did last year, and we were looking forward to something this time, but that didn't materialize and stuff. So, that was a low point, couple low points there.
Alan, how about you?
Yeah, definitely the lowest point was probably, not being able to do, that cantata this year. Even though the backup plan didn't work quite the way we hoped it would, it worked. And I mean, it didn't work, but it worked. We just worked through it and not had it.
Now that's the way 2020 was. It didn't work, but it worked.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's the whole year. It didn't really work, but it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. But one thing that came that was very encouraging to me that came out of it was people who expressed a desire and to be in it, even though we couldn't. I was encouraged by that. People really wanted to be there and do it. So that was very encouraging to me.
Yeah, I thought so as well. It did. It was kind of like if you could imagine like the difference between a real person and a mannequin. Much of 2020 was like a mannequin. But what it did do is it revealed the heart of people among us that really had a desire to do things. It brought to the surface what folks wanted to do that maybe weren't able or wouldn't have been able to do to a full capacity or something. So, we made it work, but it was almost like we had to be like the A team stuck out in the middle of a field and putting together a tank or something with a accidental acetylene torch and
duct tape
and a toothpaste.
Yep. We saw the Lord's providence so many ways, you know, just, with technology and adjustments of schedule and meeting and flexibility and the Lord's provision. There are so many churches that mid-March were thinking we may not be able to make our budget, let alone this year, next month. If the economy tanks the way the predictors were saying, then we are not going to have an income. And what are we going to do with missions? We're going to do with salaries. Are we going to have to make some serious austerity measures? And among my highlights are that we did not. The Lord provided in such generous terms that we are ending the year ahead. Substantially ahead. We've been able to give to missions bonuses multiple times, as well as strong Lottie Moon offering so far, and just a number of ways that the Lord has provided is, I think, remarkable. I've talked with many pastors the same, that the Lord has just been so generous, and I'm very grateful for that. Another highlight for me is, Pastor Adam, along with you, the missions conference, such a rich time to have folks together. And now we have another one of ours we're sending off to Southeast Asia now, and looking forward to the strong missions partnerships that we can continue to enjoy. I think another high for me was the role of our church covenant. The Lord just gave me the idea while we were having to do technology only to read the church covenant every week. And I just wanted to do that to keep us together And I think it helped us to just remember relationships, to remember one another, to try to be encouraging to each other. I've already mentioned MCGs and the getting back to vote on a deacon and expanding our deacon team. Those are all rich blessings for our church, and looking forward to more. For me, the one of the lows, again, just a few Sundays when I'd leave here and no one was here, and no cars in the parking lot still, no one hanging out in the foyer. And those are just down times, but that's a part of it, the way that it is. And so we have to roll with it, but the Lord has been faithful. All right, last word here, speed round. Christian doctrine that has impacted you most this year in a sentence or two, or maybe there's a sermon that most impacted you that you heard at MCC this year, a teaching. Pastor Adam, how about you?
Probably the doctrine of God's faithfulness, just his faithfulness to be even as we heard even this morning of what he says is what he will do. And so I answers to prayer and just his provision has been a exemplary sort of monument here this year of his faithfulness.
Alan?
I think for me, the idea of the doctrine of humility, if that is a doctrine, working for that even greater, cutting off peels like an onion to get deeper and deeper into fellowship with the Lord in a more humble way. Mm-hmm. Not seeking at all my own agenda or what I want. And I really have really appreciated for myself being able to see that and see the need for it and to work in that direction.
Amen. I think for me, I'll just go sermons. And Alan, it was yours when you preached for me on such short notice. I didn't have COVID. I thought I might. I had to go get a test. I was woke up one Saturday morning just feeling miserably ill, just out of the blue. We'd had a men's fire the night before, and I was having a great time. The next morning I woke up and I just thought, oh, this is COVID. Cause this, I feel terrible. It must be COVID. And, so I'm texting you guys, and Alan, I threw you my notes and you put together a sermon that ministered to me so much. I watched from home. Just the application was rich, and to families and kids. And that's important. So, well, folks, this is our first MCC podcast. Hope you're encouraged, and I'm looking forward to 2021 together. And I know that you are. We're signing off. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day.
Right.
Bye-bye.